that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and the broadcast is one about actual witch hunts. I'm getting informed in the spirit and also with different things that are happening out in the world as well. And people have been bringing this as well across in some of the videos, the more spiritualist videos, which could be said to be linked almost to witchcraft, although they're not openly stating such. But what I'm getting is this, excuse me, that there's an actual modern form of a witch hunt, not just metaphorical, but an actual real life huge scale witch hunt going on. It's linked to what's going on in Iran at the moment, and it's not just through the Islamic community, it is across different sectors to do with the one God outlook. And so various different groups, different types of people might actually be noted or thought of as being involved in witchcraft that aren't understanding that of God, and who are doing kind of questionable things, who aren't really having a proper place in society, that kind of thing, and who are kind of lurking on the edges of society involved in witchcraft. So there's a huge clearing I'm getting that's going on, and it's going to be happening over the coming weeks and months, but even the coming weeks as quickly as that. And I get that this situation with Iran is huge in terms of these people literally think that they're getting rid of witches, like people that are against God. That's what they literally feel is going on when they're doing these situations, when they're putting their like law into order. And this is going to see a culmination point where it literally is just going to be like the three main folk from the three main religions found to be at the center, kind of core, having to deal with each other, because pretty much everyone else is going to be gone, because that's what's happening. And that's what I'm getting prophetically, that there is a clearing. It is linked with the prophetic situation that was said to come into occurrence on the 8th. This is not a personal thing. This is not, like, I mean, I didn't even have any personal thoughts towards that in terms of what that would mean. I just got the actual message through the Spirit of God, and then obviously the events occurred as they did. But that wasn't on my mind. So when I heard about it, obviously the first thing I wanted to do when I heard about one of the figureheads here was to try and help through any way of, like, obviously anything that I could do. So I commanded someone who is a former employee and still linked with the figurehead in some way, and I commanded them to phone me at 3 o'clock, and it would appear that they failed to do that. Although they said, check your missed calls, there was nothing that I could find in terms of any connection. So it would appear that they failed with that command, failed to follow through with that instruction. And apparently it was about 10 minutes later that the person indeed died, passed away. That's the report anyway. But all I've got is what I'm going on in terms of the actual Spirit of God. And what I can manage to interpret is a human with the Holy Spirit. So again, it's not with regards to any wishes that I have or anything. It's just prophetic information that I literally hold. And so this is the next lot. This is what's going on. It is just a large scale clearing. And as I say, it's not just going to be over months, it's going to be as quick as actual weeks. I just got in the spirit that there's a target with regards to gay males, and transvestites, men that think that they're women, or men that are trying to portray or believe things like that, that they're women, or being targeted. That is in the spirit. Again, you'd have to look to find out what's happening, find out confirmation, but as I say, everything else seems to be confirmed so far. Hi, welcome to Love Lighthouse podcast and the broadcast. This is about real life witch hunts, and so it's more like an actual real life situation that's going on and that I was getting information on. I got further information with regards to a couple of things, and with people that this group are targeting, and the types of situations that were undergone. It was just so horrible to get that information in and through the Holy Spirit. For me, it's really clean and pure in terms of I'm not asking for this, these aren't my wishes, but I'm getting the information that these things have either occurred or are in occurrence or are set to occur. And so I did a checkup, I did like some research and found both to be confirmed. Specifically the latter one. The first one was that men who are seen to be trying to take the role of like women or behaving like that, you know, like transvestite in particular, transgender or something like this, men that are gay, but particularly transvestite men, were being targeted with regards to this and actually like thought to be witches. There's also a situation whereby information was given through the spirit that they were actually, it was horrible because I just came out with it. My mum's like, why are you, you know, and I'm like, I'm getting this in the spirit, that's why. And I also got like extra information which I haven't talked to anyone about, but they were actually like ripping women's throats out. Like, I don't, this is disgusting. I've got further information on regards to the victims and the culprits as well, which I haven't shared online yet. But anyway, so I'm just doubly sharing this. So I did a check and found out that indeed was what they had done in the past. And apparently this could still be an occurrence, so that anyway, it's what was coming up, and I had said to my mum, because she has had problems with her throat in the past, and I'm like, if you're involved or you have anything to do with the witchcraft, this could also be like, it's like an empathy pain or empathy symptoms. If you're involved in a coven, you feel that that is linked with that, because it's either actually happening or it's happened in the past. So that was a piece of information that I got as well. That I didn't place out there. If there's anything else that's coming through, then I'll place it out there. But I mean, the thing is, there are women who have been, you know, probably called this or thought they were that themselves, or maybe called it by other people and thought they were that, when they've just been women who have been intuitive, or you know, but yeah, obviously if there are situations whereby people are concerned that are in the realm of God, then, you know, these things are going to happen. What other information do I have on this? Just that they're starting to be displaced or something like that. That they're breaking up, they're seeking to break up like covens or groups. I'm getting coming through in the spirit time wasters. People that are, I'm getting in the spirit no good for society. To keep on there's a forecast of witchcraft trials, members of secret organizations are coming to the fore, being tested. Pushed out areas that they once lived. Forced to break up. Conveniently, I get the word conveniently. I get hashtag domicile. What in God's name is that all about? Let me just see. The country that a person cheats as their permanent home or lives in and has a substantial connection with. So, hashtag domicile. Okay, so they believe that these people... I get the feeling of there's antagonism over that because it's like hashtag domicile. It's almost like it's not really their domicile. Like, it's being misled to believe that a place is someone's domicile and people know that they've actually just set up their, like, a quick place to see they don't really have connection there or something like that. Forgetting the must-haves. The word construed. Forgetting the must-haves. There are people that have been picked out that are being targeted because they're trying to make it look like somewhere's their domicile, but it's not. And they've set up like a coven or a group, and they've left out the must-haves. Something to do with the must-haves have been left out, or something has been construed a certain way, and they're very much an open book. They're being recognised very easily, and they're targeted. Forgetting the must-haves is the biggest source of confirmation. I'm just getting this through in the Holy Spirit. I'm doing a search on this, but the most common items people forget to pack. So, right, okay. So they've maybe gone from one place to another quickly to set up a coven or to set up a group, and they've gone from one place to another, but they've left out all their must-haves. Something like that. Maybe they've left the so-called must-haves in one place. And it's been found. And they're searching from one place where things have been left. By these people. So that's a sign, for some, that is a sign of a presence of witchcraft, or the idea that someone is on the run, I guess. So something necessary, indispensable here, or unavoidable, like hiking boots are a must-have for this trip. You know, they don't have the must-haves, like they're turning up for like I talked about this the other day, oh my gosh. They're turning up for so-called like press events or something to do with, like, do you know what I mean? Like an event or a charity event, and they're not kitted out in the absolute obvious things that you would need to be involved in that or with that. It's crazy. That's one thing, but it is like, that is like the sign of it, because they're not kitted out or ready to do what they're supposed to be doing. They're ill prepared, or they've left things behind, which is associate being on the run, things not being like fully manifest in a proper organized fashion that you would expect. There you go. Conditions, demands, essentials, musts, necessities, needfuls, needs, requirements, or requisites, preconditions, prerequisites, advantages, edges, pluses, this is going on further. Okay. Ooh. Proselytize. Well, there you go. That came up down there as well, so... So they look like they've changed into something quickly, but they don't have any. It's like, oh, here's people that coming over from one country and say the Catholic Church has taken them in, but they have like literally no concept. Real concept of God, and they continue to deny God, that kind of thing. Or it's like they just don't have the Holy Spirit, but they're saying they're in like the group of the faithful, and it's like it's not faithful. Things like that is a sign of witchcraft, like doing all the rituals but not actually having Christ. Oh my gosh. Okay, welcome back to this next part. This is the final part of this, unless I'm called to add any more. I was listening through again to what I'd recorded, myself, listening to it again, just, and then I realised, I hadn't added that part in, because I go to say there's other information that I've got, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through God's, connecting, that I hadn't added. And it was to do with both the victim and the culprit. There's something that they actually both, not at all times, but there's something that they both largely have that is the same. The similarity is this, that according to the Holy Spirit of God, both culprits with regards to these situations and victim largely, but especially culprit, I think, actually are possessed. Demonically possessed by the devil, in other words.
And I got 111 there, right on target when I said that. You can maybe re-listen if you want that confirmation. It is true, as always. So, yeah, that happened on 111 there. That's I see it as confirmation for sure. So, that's that. Stepping over things, I had to like take everything out of different kind of cupboards here, looking for something, getting organized for something anyway. That's been coming up, and it's still sitting out as I've been trying to look through it, because I've had that time of the month at the same time, and it has just been something else. So that's it, folks. I'm just praying for everybody, obviously, because people can be misconstrued or like falsely like thought of as being involved in witchcraft, or they might be interested, or might even be people that are, I don't know, just interested in the paranormal, supernatural. But I think what is going on here is actually more that it's people that are being investigated are involved in actual, what would I say, disassociated from harmonious societal behaviour or living. People that are involved in disharmonious practices, trouble-making, trouble-causing, that kind of thing, in general, is the type that they're actually like going after. And yes, it is linked with Iran, but it's not just Iran, it's like in Scotland, here in Scotland. Yeah. Okay, so thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.